From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the next portion of a message entitled, Help in Trouble. As he continues this series of studies in the book of Joshua, Dr. Cairns is dealing further with chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, where we read of Adonizedek, the king of Jerusalem, who gathered a coalition of four other Canaanite kings to make war upon the Gibeonites, because they had entered into a league with Israel. Upon learning of this threat, the Gibeonites immediately sent to Joshua to come and help them. Dr. Cairns has been drawing spiritual parallels between the wrath of those heathen people against the Gibeonites and the hatred of this world for those who are in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ made it abundantly clear to his disciples that the world would hate them just as it had hated him. As the pagan Canaanites sought to dispossess Joshua of his conquests, so the world, the flesh, and the devil are constantly trying to rob Christians of spiritual victory. Yet the passage also shows that the resources available were sufficient to protect Gibeon, even as Christ's resources are more than adequate to guarantee victory for his people. As the Gibeonites cried to Joshua to come and help them, so believers must cry to the Lord with the same urgency and fervency as they face the enemy. Before Dr. Cairns continues the message, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Job chapter 29 and verse 2. Oh, that I were as in months past! Numbers of Christians can view the past with pleasure, but regard the present with dissatisfaction. They look back upon the days which they have passed in communing with the Lord as being the sweetest and the best they have ever known. But as to the present, it is clad in a sable garb of gloom and dreariness. Once they lived near to Jesus, but now they feel that they have wandered from Him, and they say, Oh, that I were as in months past! They complain that they have lost their evidences, or that they have not present peace of mind, or that they have no enjoyment in the means of grace, or that conscience is not so tender, or that they have not so much zeal for God's glory. The causes of this mournful state of things are manifold. It may arise through a comparative neglect of prayer, for a neglected closet is the beginning of all spiritual decline. Or it may be the result of idolatry. The heart has been occupied with something else more than with God. The affections have been set on the things of earth instead of the things of heaven. A jealous God will not be content with a divided heart. He must be loved first and best. He will withdraw the sunshine of His presence from a cold, wandering heart. Or the cause may be found in self-confidence and self-righteousness. Pride is busy in the heart, and self is exalted instead of lying low at the foot of the cross. Christian, if you are not now as you were in months past, do not rest satisfied with wishing for a return of former happiness, but go at once to seek your Master and tell Him your sad state. Ask His grace and strength to help you walk more closely with Him. Humble yourself before Him, and He will lift you up and give you yet again to enjoy the light of His countenance. Do not sit down to sigh and lament. While the beloved physician lives, there is hope, nay, there is a certainty of recovery for the worst cases.
Joy of life, salvation.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Some beautiful words, and Peter repeated them in 1 Peter 3. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. His ears are open to their cry. Therefore, cry. We can cry with confidence, because the text shows that the reliance upon the Savior of those reconciled to God is well founded. Look at verse 6 and 7. The men of Gibeon sent to Joshua, "Slack not thy hand. Come up quickly. Save us and help us." Verse 7. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the men of war with him. Gibeon's cry was immediately heard. Time does not permit me to go into it in detail, but can I say that this cry gives us a model prayer in time of trouble? How did they pray? Notice how they prayed with urgency. Now, this is a very simple thing and you can overlook it. But listen, they didn't wait until the battle was half over before they cried. They didn't wait until half their people were corpses before they cried. As soon as they saw the amalgamation of forces, they sent word. There was urgency. One of the great sadnesses in pastoral life when you're dealing with people is that they tend constantly to wait until the battle is half lost before they do anything about it. Prayed with urgency. In other words, our appeal to Christ must be our first response to trouble. Then they prayed with fervency. Read their words again. Slack not! Reminds me of Daniel's prayer. Hearken and do and defer not. There's urgency here. There's fervency here. James says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The way some Christians pray, they don't really believe they're in trouble. They don't really believe they're in need. I think of the woman who criticized the praying in Dr. Paisley's church many years ago when Dr. Paisley was praying. Now, those of you who hear him now, remember, you're hearing an old man whose voice has been worn out with preaching for 50 years. And not just preaching, you know, once a week or something. Preaching on an average over those years, I dare say, of maybe 10 to 20 times a week. You know, preaching every day, and then speaking in open air meetings and speaking in political meetings. And so you're hearing an old man, don't tell him I said that, mind you, but it's true, whose voice is somewhat weakened. The Ian Paisley I remember had a voice like a peal of thunder, a voice with the bell-like clarity that when he spoke, he was heard. When he spoke in the town of Ballymoney, they heard him 1 mile away. And when he was leading the prayer meeting, he prayed that way. And this very respectable lady, who was not used with ministers, especially as in Britain, the ministers wear the clerical collar. The ministers who wear the cloth, not used to hearing them do anything but hold their little finger out as they drink tea ever so nicely and speak ever so kindly and quietly. And she said to him, "I don't think the Lord is deaf." And he said, "And thank God he's not nervous either, so I'll just cry aloud." Cry aloud. Let me tell you, when you're in great danger, you're not so much worried about your grammar and the beauty of your language as you're worried about getting out this urgent, fervent cry for help. That's what these people did. And they prayed with great advocacy. My, we can learn from them. They pleaded their covenant with Joshua. How do you pray? There's a beautiful little statement in Psalm 119, verse 94. "I am thine, save me." There's a great logic in prayer there. I am thine, thine by covenant, thine by blood, thine by divine gift, thine by the cross, thine by the Spirit's regeneration, thine by consecration. I am thine, therefore save me. That's how they prayed, pleaded the covenant with Joshua. They stated their commitment to Joshua. We are thy servants. Listen, God does not hear our prayers simply because, hey, we feel we have some need. We feel that we may be better off. Life might be a little easier. Listen, all we say and do is for the glory of God. And we are not on praying ground until we're on the ground of personal commitment. Here they pray, we are thy servants. And there's a beautiful touch here. It's very easy to overlook it. But I want you to watch it carefully. They made it very clear. Joshua, we want your help. But we are not making terms with the enemy. No matter what happens, we are not making any terms with the enemy. Notice they're saying, we stand ready to fight. How do I know that? Look carefully at what they say. At the end of their plea in verse 6, come up to us quickly and save us and help us. Why did they add that? If they're simply standing back and doing nothing and waiting for Joshua to do it all, there would be a period after save us. For the rest would make no sense. But save us and help us. We're in this battle with Joshua. We stand with our great leader. We are committed to him. I want to tell you, when you're praying on the ground of the covenant and you're stating an honest commitment, you're on praying ground. This prayer of theirs recorded their confidence in Joshua. That's how to advocate your cause. That's how to pray. They had no doubt that Joshua could and would hear their cry. That's how they prayed. What did they pray for? I'll give you the sermon outline just. I have to take a deep breath because really this is another sermon all on its own. And it's the summary in many ways of all that I have ever taught or tried to teach on this subject in this church in the last 16 years. They prayed for the demonstration of Joshua's power. They prayed for the deliverance of Joshua's servants. And they prayed for the defeat of Joshua's foes. Let me tell you, those are the three great matters for prayer. The demonstration of the power of the living Christ. The deliverance of those souls who stand in covenant with Christ, and the defeat of those enemies that block the pathway of the work of Christ. Let me tell you, that reliance, that praying is well founded. When you pray that way, you'll get an answer. For the last thing I point out in the text is that the response of the Savior is timely and it's complete. Joshua ascended from Gilgal. Verse 10, the Lord discomfited, the Lord defeated the enemy. The psalmist said in Psalm 34:17, the righteous cry, the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. He promises his people his presence, his power, his protection. The righteous cry, as Gibeon cried, and Joshua answered. We cry, and our greater Joshua answers. He gives us His presence, His power, His protection. I love the words of Isaiah 41. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. Fear not, I will help you. What a word for Christians in trouble. What a word for Christians battling the world, the flesh, and the devil. I will help you. The Lord told Moses in Deuteronomy 20, verse 1, when thou goest out to battle against the enemies, and you see horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Notice the last part. I brought you out of Egypt, and I didn't bring you out of Egypt to let you perish before you entered into Canaan. Some time ago I quoted Hezekiah's confession, we have no power against this great host. What was the Lord's answer? 2 Chronicles 20:17. Ye need not to fight this battle. Set yourselves. Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord with you. That may seem for a moment contradictory to what I was saying about Gibeon being willing to fight. It's not. They're just two aspects of the one Christian life. You don't fight the battle spiritually by frenetic endeavor. There are Christians who never have time to stop. They never have time to rest. Now, I want to tell you something. Now, don't get mad at me. If you don't like it, go to your Bible and fight with the Lord. But I want to tell you, when Christians have lives where they are constantly without time, they're just constantly running, 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 those Christians are not in the will of God. Now you listen to me carefully. And listen, I know what I'm talking about. I know what it is to be busy. I know what it is, and I believe in Christians being busy. I believe in full lives. But there must be the time when you can get alone with God. There must be the time when you can stand still before God. There must be that time when you shut the closet door, when you get away from the business, you get away from the work, you get away from the school, you get away even from the family, you get away alone with God. That's not an option. That is a necessity. Stand still.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.